Lindell TV is pleased to present the Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Sentinel Report. I'm your host, Alex Newman. Thanks so much for joining us today. We've got some critical news items and then two wonderful guests, actually three wonderful guests for you today, talking about AI, the UN, the Bible, the SEL madness in our schools, critical issues that we need to be up to date on. Also, huge news in the 2024 presidential run. But first, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12, it says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Yes, indeed. We don't want to be those who pay the penalty. We want to be those who see the danger and take refuge. And that applies to all kinds of different things, sin and other dangers. But folks, also gold, right? We talk about this every once in a while on the show. If you go to SentinelReportGold.com, that's SentinelReportGold.com, you can get some incredible deals. And did you know that Bank of America is saying that gold's going to go through $2,200 this year? That would be another all-time high. So invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. The experts at Noble Gold Investments can help you ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. So hurry up, go to Noble Gold Investments at SentinelReportGold.com. That's SentinelReportGold.com to secure your wealth. Plus, get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin if you qualify. That's SentinelReportGold.com, SentinelReportGold.com. As always, there are always risks with all investments, never guarantees of any kind. But I'll tell you what, gold has done good for me. And I continue to stack it. All right, folks, let's go to the news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just announced the end of his political... where did that come from? He just announced that he is going to be running for president. Well, he hasn't technically announced, but he filed this paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He got state legislators to endorse him, change the law so that he could run for president while serving as governor. And he is planning to announce his run for president later today, actually in about an hour and a half on Twitter. Major development there with Elon Musk. Now, you know, I don't have anything personally against DeSantis. We've spoken a number of times. He used to be my congressman, so we quite often found ourselves in his office urging him to vote better. And he certainly was a great governor during the pandemic, especially compared to all the others, right? But man, I just hope this doesn't become a circular firing squad for conservatives, or I'm a Trump Republican, or I'm a DeSantis Republican. So we'll see. As reported yesterday, he did say something interesting. He said, health mandates and warp speed can never, ever again trump informed consent and medical freedom. So he wasn't technically talking about his opponent, but he kind of was. The polling data is interesting. It shows Trump still decimating Ron DeSantis, but of course a lot could happen between now and then. The polling data also continues to show Trump doing much better than DeSantis in a matchup against Biden, but we shall see. It'll be interesting. And you better stay tuned because this is important. Also, folks, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, just warned that every demon from hell has been turned loose in our culture today. This was in his keynote address at the opening session of the National Religious Broadcasters International Christian Media Convention. That's been going on this week. Reverend Graham urged pastors to stand on the Word of God. He called on Christians to be prepared. He said there was a storm coming, and we all must be prepared. He said the world has deteriorated so quickly, we cannot be deceived, and we cannot be fooled. We need to get ready and get prepared. He warned that hostile forces were trying to silence Christians. He said he loves the LGBT crowd enough to warn them about the consequences of sin, and he says we cannot back up. We cannot retreat. Don't apologize for the gospel. Just declare it and just preach it. And, you know, I had mixed feelings about Franklin Graham for some time. He was promoting the injections, which I thought was rather disappointing. But also something that I thought was very encouraging. A few years ago, he finally worked up the nerve to say what all sensible Christians should have been thinking a long time ago. It's time to pull your kids out of the government's brainwash camps. All right, it's just there. Yeah, I said it. Turn it over to Illinois. A new report by the Illinois Attorney General's office says almost 2,000 children were sexually abused by Catholic priests in Illinois since 1950. Again, that's an investigation by the state attorney general. Hundreds of clergy were allegedly involved. Almost none of them will face justice. In many of the cases, the statute of limitations has already passed, and that's just what they know of. Now, just a few weeks ago, I interviewed a wonderful Catholic priest. His name is Father James Altman, and you probably heard of him. You might have seen his incredible sermons during the COVID madness. He refused to shut down his church despite orders from the bishop, despite orders from the Vatican. If you want to watch that interview, go check it out. It's over at the New Americans Rumble channel. As I told you, they deleted our YouTube channel, but check it out. It's a fascinating interview. During that interview, he blasts the Vatican for defrocking great men like Frank Pavone, the founder of the Priests for Life, while doing basically nothing against child rapists. He also said the Pope was teaching doctrines of demons. I imagine his defrocking will come soon enough, but he is a faithful Catholic, and you know, he actually lectured me about why Protestants have it wrong. So anyways, go check out the interview. I think you'll be blessed by hearing from it. It was fascinating, and he really speaks out very clearly against the Pope and the Vatican. Turning over to the World Health Organization, huge meeting happening right now, folks, in Geneva, Switzerland. If the WHO gets this approved, they will have unilateral authority to declare a pandemic. Even if a government disagrees, they'll be able to dictate how it's going to be addressed. They'll be able to expand the control of this dictatorial body over all of us. Now, the great lawyer Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel said in a legal alert, he said, no one should wield this much power, especially considering the shocking ties of the WHO to communism and terrorism. He says the U.S. House has a bill to stop this power grab dead in its tracks. H.R. 79 will withdraw the United States from the WHO and stop all funding. We must demand members of Congress to stop Biden from giving away American sovereignty to the WHO. Fox Business has some interesting news. They say if Federal Reserve projections are accurate, more than a million Americans are going to be losing their jobs just in the next year. Their unemployment projections expect unemployment to go up to 4.6% by the end of the year. That's up from 3.5%. So, folks, that means well over a million Americans could lose their jobs before the end of the year. I suspect it'll probably be a lot worse than that. Speaking of mass layoffs, they're already happening over at Fox. Right? Their viewership is cratering, as you know, ever since they got rid of Tucker Carlson, their best performing show on Fox News. They got rid of Lou Dobbs, their best performing show on Fox Business, because they're not about making money, right? As Roger Stone told me just a few days ago, his show is up next after us. But, folks, Fox News is just being crushed. They actually have laid off their entire investigative unit. Pretty sad. You'd think a media network, a news network, would want an investigative unit. But, you know, the fake news is blaming this on the bizarre settlement with Dominion. I don't buy it. We'll see what happens in the days to come. Also, folks, huge scandal, pay to play for climate horror stories. Turns out that big liberal foundations, big leftist donors, climate alarmists with vested interest in promoting climate hysteria, forked over 8 million big ones to the Associated Press to crank out at least 65 outrageous stories, fear-mongering and peddling hysteria around alleged man-made climate change. They created a climate SWAT team with their 20 new environmental writers, and the funding for this was provided by the Hewlett Foundation, the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Quadrivium, and, of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, that root of so many evils. Also, the Walton Family Foundation. Folks, that's what they're doing. This is not news anymore. It is ridiculous. Interesting news out of Montana. It just became the first state to ban drag performances for children, drag readings for children, even if there's no weird sex stuff involved. So kudos to Montana. Keep up the great work. We must protect our children, folks. Any civilized society protects children, and what's happening now is totally outrageous. Stay with us. We're going to be right back after these quick messages with our first set of guests.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever going to have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. I am your host, Alex Newman. Folks, do go check it out. In fact, the deals are even better than the commercial would suggest. If you get over to mystore.com right now, that's mystore.com, and use that promo code Newman, you can get 50% off a subscription to My Coffee, plus you get a free pillow. So take advantage of that, folks. You help keep us on the air, and you help get some great products for yourself and your family at wonderful prices. Can't go wrong with that. Mystore.com, promo code Newman. Our first guests, R.C. Williams and Juliana Ormond. They are with Watchmen on the Wall. They publish Watchmen on the Wall weekly. They take the news of our times, tie in scripture, so that believers can have meaningful conversations. They're also the co-founders of Sherlock, a market research and decision intelligence firm that provides actionable insights and forecasts to businesses and professionals around the world. R.C. and Juliana, welcome so much to the program. Great to have you with us. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. This is what's been on people's minds lately. What is happening and how does this relate to scripture? How should a Christian make sense of this?
Yeah, Alex. So it's great to be on. It's great to see you again. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend at the homeschool show here in the Orlando area. So there's a lot going on. We reported on our other publication this afternoon, actually, ripped from the headlines at SherlockExposes.com about Microsoft's move and what they're going to do to help combat issues with content. When it comes to AI, so this is the same group that's backing ChatGPT, which is creating mass bias in an entire generation. They're basically telling us that they've got it so together that they can create an AI to help us with content moderation and keep us safe. Honestly, Alex, it's crazy town right now. You know, as believers, what we have to understand about AI is that it's not this great creation that solves all of your problems. And a lot of people think, well, look, AI is perfect, so we don't have to worry about it. It'll never make a mistake. And our response to them is simple. Who created it? Man, fundamentally, is flawed. Therefore, his creation is going to be flawed in some way. And AI, while it does present dangers, we have to be conscious of that, yes. But to call it this mass solution, if you hear something like that and you're a believer, take that and throw it in the garbage. It's absolutely insane right now what they're trying to do. But Microsoft is the same company that can't solve security holes for businesses around the world with their own software, yet they're going to solve the problems of the world with AI. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Bill Gates as far as I could throw the guy. No, really. Now he wants to genetically engineer everything. He wants to genetically engineer our crops, our livestock, our babies. Like, no. No, man, you are out of line, especially with after all those trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane and all those dinners. Oh, man, I don't want anything to do with this guy. So, you know, one of the things that I've been asked about a lot is, you know, should Christians go into the tech space? I mean, is that something that is worth doing? Do we want Christians working in Silicon Valley in AI types of things? Do we want Christian programmers?
Alex, it's such a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely, 1,000% yes. The reason that we have this mass leaning and bias in the technology industry is because Christians who have the skill and talent haven't stood up and taken on those roles. Like, if you have the talent, the skill, and the resources to build technology with what we're combating now with the NSA search engine, which is Google, along with the other NSA search engine, which is Facebook, we have capability to build these things within our own circle. But Alex, I think it's a general consensus. We talked about this the last time that we saw you, is that Christians have been passive. And in technology especially, you can't be passive. There are sharp elbows. And the thing is, Alex, and it drives me nuts, is that the skill sets we have amongst believers are far superior, because we're blessed and we're covered in the blood. We're far superior with our skill set and our intellect and everything else. But we have to step up, get outside of the walls, and take this seriously. We're at NRB this week too. And you have to take it seriously if you're going to do this. So please, I'm begging you, if you are a believer and you are a Christian and you have experience in technology, go build solutions to the problem so we don't continue to stay in this matrix.
Fascinating, RC. I appreciate your commentary on that. Before we let you go, you know, turning back to the religious implications of this, I've got videos. In fact, I showed some of them at a talk that you attended just a few days ago. These folks, they're crazy. They think they're going to get eternal life through merging with a computer. Some of them are talking about worshiping an AI god. I mean, what's the significance of this? Are there spiritual implications for this?
There are strong spiritual implications for this, Alex. In Watchmen on the Wall about a month ago, we actually covered AI gods and ChatGPT religion. We're leading an entire generation over the hill and into the pit of hell, as you always like to say. It is dangerous when it gets into the wrong hands, and they're doing it under the guise that, well, it'll be accurate. Scripture will be accurate. Anything you believe in will be accurate because this AI is giving it to you. Let me sum up for everyone what this ends up looking like. If you go and you look at the piece that we did on this, it's a Buddhist temple where Buddhist monks are bowing to Maidan, which is a 6'4" AI god that has memorized their Buddhist scripture. They're bowing to it, Alex. Let's make no mistake. God tells us that if we do something like that, you know where we end up. It's happening all around us. As believers, discernment is our best friend. And if we're building the tools, we can help to stop this. But we've got to step up. One, we've got to call it out, much like you're doing with your show and what we're doing with our publication. And then we have to build alternatives to point out these things are happening. Here's why. Here's what you need to look out for. And by the way, people who are doing it, you ain't going to get away with it today, tomorrow, or ever.
Absolutely. And RC, what's the best way for folks to sign up for Watchmen on the Wall? How can people follow the work that you're doing?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alex. So if people go to wearethewatchmen.org, that's wearethewatchmen.org, feel free to sign up. We have a paid subscription tier. If the Holy Spirit puts it on your heart to support us, if you're interested in sponsoring, your Christian business, you're a believer, we'd love to have you on. We publish every Saturday morning, Alex, and there's a plethora of critical information where we tie in scripture. We just encourage everybody to take it, learn, and share with as many people as you can.
Excellent. R.C. Williams, Watchman on the Wall. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll get you back soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. All righty, folks. Stay with us. We got one more guest coming up. He mentioned that I'd be at the homeschool convention in Orlando. I forgot to say it during the news segment. But, folks, if you're anywhere within driving distance of Orlando and you've got kids or grandkids or your neighbors have kids, you've been thinking about homeschooling, you've got children trapped in a government school, or you are homeschooling already, get to the Florida Parent Educators Association Annual Summit Extravaganza. It's going to be amazing. It's at the Rosen Hotel down in Orlando, as I mentioned. I'll be speaking three times. Thursday, tomorrow is just for leaders. I'll be speaking on the threats to homeschooling. You know, the UN and the governments of the world really want to crack down on home education, and it's coming here. So I'll be urging folks to prepare for that and to get involved in that battle. Also, why are so many Americans illiterate? Right? And the answer is actually not that complicated. So I'll be breaking that down the next day. And then after that, the next day, Saturday, I'll be talking about the real purpose of education. There's this crazy myth in America today that education is like so that you can get into a good college, so you can get a good job, so you can buy a nice car, so you can retire down in Florida, when really that has almost no relation to the true purpose of education. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back talking more about education with the great Rhonda Thomas in just a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Freedom Project Academy. Looking for a K-12 classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values? FPA is enrolling now for the fall. Request your free information packet at freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to select Alex Newman under the How Did You Hear About Us section when you enroll. Again, that's freedomforschool.com.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by The Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get Spike Formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. I'm your host, Alex Newman. Thanks so much for joining us. Our guest today is Rhonda Thomas. She is the founder and the president of Truth in Education, where I serve as an advisor. Wonderful organization dedicated to protecting children from dubious and questionable education practices that have overtaken the classrooms. She advocates for the rights of parents to control the education and the health of their children. She also works closely with Citizens Defending Freedom, wonderful nationwide organization that operates at the local level in the fight for freedom. Rhonda, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us. So social emotional learning in the classroom. Why should parents be concerned?
Parents should be very concerned, Alex. Thank you for having me. I was just listening to RC, and we are creating global citizens, global citizenship. And through that, our children are actually being taught a new world religion. And that is coming through social emotional learning. And so to hear your last guest speak of that really brought it to mind. So social emotional learning is about rewiring our children's brains. And they're doing that. Actually, I would encourage all of you to go to a website and Google Dr. James Giordano. He is part of DARPA. He is part of the U.S. Department of HHS. He's a secretary. He's a professor of neurology. And he talks about the weapon of mass destruction for the America and also in other countries is actually the brain. And so if we listen to what he says, he is speaking to West Point students, and he tells them that they are able to access the brain, they have the ability to assess the brain, and the ability to affect the brain. So let's bring that all the way down to social emotional learning in our K through 12. And honestly, they already have SEL in our daycares. So I think we need to understand what's happening within our schools. We are changing our children's beliefs, behaviors, attitudes, values, through social emotional learning. And all the indoctrination that's coming in with critical race theory, comprehensive sex ed, it's all being done through the lens of social emotional learning. So I want to encourage parents to be more aware and to learn more about what's happening within the schools. They're collecting data through the surveys, and that data is used to manipulate our children's behaviors and beliefs. They actually change the algorithms to change their thought patterns and to bring them to the endpoint that they want them to believe. Some of the questions they ask, again, this is also leading to data gathering that they're going to be using for the mental health of our children. And all of the surveys that are used within our schools, there is nothing good or happy that's ever asked on these surveys. They ask questions like, how many times a week have you had sex? How often do you think of committing suicide? Are you on drugs? Are your parents divorced? Do they own a gun? They're collecting data on not only your child, but also the family. And what we're leading to with this, there is actually something within our schools called a multi-level prevention system. It's a student system that they use. It's got three different levels: And originally it had four. That bottom level were 80% of the children that needed no help. They've removed that level. Now every child is going to be assessed for some type of need. They're going to begin to label our children. They're able now to do universal screenings on all our children. And by making them universal, they're able to do these screenings without getting permission from the parents. And I can also want to make you aware of something new that's coming that is called personalized learning. And I believe Alex has actually referenced this, but it is being used in Georgia in two counties. And we are not only already dumbing our children down, we're moving away from academics into therapeutic education, into behavioral health. And everything that falls under mental health is now moving under behavioral health, which means everything about our children is going to be assessed. So through that, the next part of this is personalized learning. So what we're going to be doing is allowing our children to decide what they want to learn and how they're going to learn it. So if a child decides they want to learn math, then they can decide if they're going to do it through gaming, through written book, online. It's all up to them. We're going to have fewer teachers, and they're actually using COVID as the excuse. But we know their teachers are leaving because of the behavioral issues in the schools and the lack of support they're getting, and also social emotional learning. These teachers are not equipped to handle the emotional issues that these children are coming into. So we're losing our teachers that love to teach and love our children, not because of COVID, but because they're being pushed out. In personalized learning, there will no longer be teachers. There's going to be more parapros who will be floating from room to room, and our children are going to become digital citizens sitting around these computers, being indoctrinated with whatever they decide, our publishers decide to put online, because we know most of those videos are live, and I don't even believe the administrators have a clue what our children are being taught, because those videos can be pulled. So
yeah, it's truly amazing, Rhonda. And you know, this mental health crisis that they're talking about, you know, kids didn't used to kill each other at school. Kids didn't used to go home and kill themselves. Kids didn't used to overdose on heroin. Kids didn't used to have sex with 25 people before they graduated from high school. This is all new. And it's very troubling. So they're creating this problem, and then they're using the problem as a pretext to bring in the fake solution, which is the social emotional learning, the personalized learning, where you're just going to sit on a tablet all day and it's going to data mine all your information, manipulate your attitudes. We're down to just a couple of minutes, Rhonda, but what would you say to parents out there, to grandparents who are concerned about the well-being of their children? This is so huge. Where do you even start with this?
I would say I start with them really praying about pulling their children, Alex. This is so deep and so well-funded. It's going to take a couple of generations if we were ever to turn the schools around. But if they can pull their children, I would encourage them to do that. We know that not every parent can, so we're going to be there along with other groups still fighting this and bringing light to it and educating, because we don't know what the problem is until we know what the problem is. So it's very, or how to work on that problem. So it's very important parents know what's happening in the schools. And really, I encourage them to really pray about, God created boundaries for our children. We don't have those in our schools. SEL actually teaches the teacher to be their friend and their buddy, not their teacher. So it separates the child from the family. There is so much going on within those schools that parents really don't have a clue. So we'd love for them to reach out to us if they have more questions, but
How do folks do that, Rhonda?
Go to Rhonda@truthineducation.org is my email, and our website is truthineducation.org. We would love to hear from you and provide more information.
Excellent. Rhonda, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for sounding the alarm. You're also one of our newest advisors at Public School Exit Ministry, dedicated to working as quickly as possible to rescue children from these horrors. We really appreciate it, Rhonda. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Truth in American Education, really, really appreciate it. Truth in Education. Thank you again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
All righty, folks. You know, all of this combined should be enough to really make you think about this, folks. We had RC talking about artificial intelligence. We had Rhonda talking about the SEL. And if you combine them, as Bill Gates just did last week, he was at an Arizona State University conference, And he said that AI was going to be replacing teachers soon. I wrote an article about this for Freedom Project last week. It's also at my Substack, libertysentinel.substack.com. You can sign up there. But folks, they are going to use AI and these devices to brainwash your children, to take all their data, to use that to further manipulate them, and to eventually try to enslave humanity. And that sounds like hysterical, but it's not. It's exactly what they're doing, and I'm just trying to say it in plain language. Thanks so much for tuning in. Sure appreciate you guys. God willing, we shall see you again very soon. Like I said, I'll be at the Florida Parent Educators Association conference in Orlando as of tomorrow. We might do a show from there, but hopefully we'll see you from there. If not, we'll get you next week. Thanks so much. Till next time, God bless you all.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the Bivy Stick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the Bivy Stick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 Bivy Sticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Greetings, Dave Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sentinel Report. I'm so glad you could join us today on this beautiful Thursday that the Lord has made. I've got two very special guests here in my fake studio. I'm sitting at the Florida Parent Educators Association convention, as I mentioned yesterday. If you're within driving distance of Orlando, get out here. It's going to be amazing. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a moment. But we've got Keith Flaw with me. He is the co-leader of the Florida Citizens Alliance, and we have the great Sue Trombino, who is the head of Women Impacting the Nation. So stay tuned. You're going to be blessed. We've also got some incredibly sickening news out of the Biden government. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. We'll start like we do every day with our Bible verse. This comes out of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And, you know, the reason I chose that scripture today is because I think we have a fundamental problem in America with how we see things. You know, we've got the song, "Listen to Your Heart," and it's just so many people have been deceived about the nature of man. Man is not inherently good, and, you know, if we just had the right social programs, the right education system, then everything would be roses and fairy tales. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that mankind is evil. That's what our founding fathers believed. That's why we put in checks and balances. That's why we don't trust men to exercise unchecked power over other men. And so this is an important truth to understand. And if you have any kids, you know this, right? You don't have to teach your kids how to lie, cheat, steal, hate each other, be selfish. You have to train them not to do those things, right? And so just a quick little important point of doctrine. Before we get to our news segment today, you guys know, and I know, and we all know that the world is in some pretty serious danger right now. Things are going crazy. In fact, I just did a major article for the Epic Times about the de-dollarization that is happening now. We'll break that down next week because I want to spend some real time digging into that. I interviewed several Republican members of Congress who are trying to peg the dollar to gold again, interviewed a whole bunch of economic experts, and they're almost unanimous on the view that the end of dollar dominance is coming. When it gets here, how it gets here, that's up for debate, but things are going to change pretty dramatically, and you need to be prepared. And so with that in mind, folks, we've got inflation driving food prices through the roof. We've got the global supply chain continuing to collapse. We've got coming food shortages. They're already happening in all different parts of the world. They may be worse than anything we have ever lived through. And so in times like these, what should a person do? Well, I can tell you what I've done. I have gone to preparewithsentinel.com, preparewithsentinel.com, to get all of the long-term emergency food storage from my Patriot Supply at a huge discount. If you do it through preparewithsentinel.com, you'll get $200 off of your order plus free shipping. It's the biggest preparedness company in America. The food lasts for 25 years. You'll get 2,000 calories a day at least or more. And all of this for $200 off for every three-month emergency food kit. And again, delicious stuff. I've eaten it myself. And at least you won't go hungry if things get really out of hand. The last thing you want is to be waiting in a FEMA food line waiting for Biden to feed you. So go to preparewithsentinel.com. That's preparewithsentinel.com. You can support this show and get your family ready at preparewithsentinel.com. All right, quick news, folks. Like I mentioned, I'm at the homeschool convention here in Florida. I gave a talk this morning to some of the leaders across the state on the global threats to home education. Tomorrow, I'll be speaking on the illiteracy crisis. Why are more than half of Americans basically illiterate or functionally illiterate? There's actually a very simple answer. This is a very simple problem to solve if we are serious about doing it. This was deliberate. This was not an accident. I'll share more on that tomorrow. If you can get here, get here. And then finally, Saturday, I'll be speaking on the purpose of education. Now, obviously, Trump is responding to DeSantis's announcement. DeSantis will be here speaking tomorrow, but he is announcing his Great American Comeback. That's his new campaign slogan. And Trump responded by saying that Ron DeSantis desperately needs a personality transplant, and to the best of my knowledge, they are not medically available yet. Trump also called him a disloyal person. So we'll keep you updated on the race. Again, I really hope and pray that conservatives don't enter a circular firing squad. That's the last thing we need right now. We need a united front against the march. So don't start hating your fellow conservatives, your fellow Christians, because they might support a different candidate than you in the Republican primary. Also, folks, I mentioned crazy stuff coming out of the Biden administration. They've got this bizarre, they call it a pyramid of far-right radicalization. At the bottom, you've got, yeah, Fox News, real radical, right? They call these mainstream conservatism. You've got the RNC, you've got the NRA, you've got the Heritage Foundation, you've got the John Birch Society, you've got the Christian Broadcast Network, the American Conservative Union. They're the ones who host CPAC. You've got several others on there. And then the next level up, they call this alt-light. It's kind of like supposed to be alt-right, but alt-light. They've got Breitbart. Oh, those terrible people at Breitbart. PragerU, InfoWars, Turning Point USA. By the way, I'll be speaking at their event next weekend in Chicago. If you can get there, please do. But they're not alt-light. They're just regular Americans who love their country. This is so ridiculous, folks. And then you get up one level, and then you got Nazis and white supremacists, National Socialists, as if we're all just the same, right? We're all just Nazis. It's so ridiculous. The National Socialists are left-wingers. And yet, this is what the government is doing, folks, with your money, with your government, and they're very clearly coming for all of us. It is time for Americans of all political persuasions to speak out and say this is unacceptable. Finally, inflation is eating up your Social Security. According to an analysis done by the Senior Citizens League, it buys you now 36% less than it did in 2000. The average senior citizen is relying on Social Security benefits. They would need $517 more per month just to cover the cost of daily items, the basics, that have risen so much faster than Social Security's cost of living adjustment. So this is the price, folks. When the government says they're going to give everybody free money, we're going to send stuff to Ukraine, we're going to send stuff to China, we're going to send stuff everywhere, that's the price we are ultimately going to pay, and especially our most vulnerable. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with our first guest, Keith Flaw, right after these quick messages from our sponsors.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Please don't.
Today's episode is brought to you by Freedom Project Academy.
Looking for a K-12 classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values? FPA is enrolling now for the fall. Request your free information packet at freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to select Alex Newman under the How Did You Hear About Us section when you enroll. Again, that's freedomforschool.com.
Most churches are silent about today's intense culture wars, leaving Christians alone and ill-equipped to stand in the battleground of ideas raging against us. That's why GTI Ministries has created a special bundle of new teaching tools to keep your family, friends, and church from being taken captive by a world at war with our God. We have reformatted our popular You Are What You Think textbook series to synchronize with our Thinking Like a Christian video series, enabling anyone to easily lead others through this life-changing curriculum. Our special bundle also includes new instructor guides for assisting the leader moment by moment, and which also contain discussion questions with answer keys. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top to receive your special bundle containing all these resources for only $119 for the DVD format or $99 for the streamed or thumb drive style. This series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth you need about the battle of ideas being waged against our families and our nation. Go to gtimin.com, click the green banner at the top. You'll be blessed.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. Alex Newman, your host here, and I'm sitting with Keith Flaw. If you don't know Keith Flaw yet, you need to. He is an extraordinary individual. Him and a wonderful pastor, Pastor Rick Stevens, are the co-leaders of, I think, one of the best organizations in the country. They focus here on Florida. It's called the Florida Citizens Alliance. Keith, you guys are doing so much good work. You were very busy during the last legislative session trying to help shape some of these bills so that they would either be less bad or better, right? And we so appreciate all your efforts. In fact, some of the education bills were significantly improved by the efforts of you and your 250,000 members. But now you're working on something that I think is even more important than all of that. You're working on setting up micro schools across the state. Talk a little bit about this program that you have.
Well, the lead into all of this is our government schools are broken beyond repair. And as a good friend of mine says, often says, Alex Newman, get your kids out. Public school exit, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is really focusing on trying to help Christian families understand how easy it is to really start a micro school, a mini or a pod. They're called lots of different names. We have hired a full-time program director, Christy DiVigeli. You will love her. Stop by our booth.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's got a booth down here, folks. If you are in Orlando at the homeschool convention, go check them out.
Right. And what we're doing is we've vetted five different content providers, Classical Conversations, My Father's World, which I think you're familiar with.
Yep, we use Classical Conversations and My Father's World in our own homeschool. So
Foundation for American Christian Education.
Another amazing group.
Freedom Project Academy, I think you're on their board, actually.
I am on their board, yeah. Another great, actually, they're a sponsor of this show as well. Great, great organization. So.
And another one is Discover, Bridgeway Academy. Mm-hmm. Each one of those have excellent God-centric Christian classical content, but they all have a slightly different value proposition. Classical Conversations is an excellent program, very structured. Its primary value add in the marketplace, in my view, is community. People who join it for that community aspect. But it's not for everybody. You're familiar with Freedom Project Academy. The value they bring to the marketplace is a classical Christian virtual school.
Yeah.
Right? And an excellent track record for the kids that participate and graduate from that program. My Father's World is a turnkey operation where you can literally start a one-room schoolhouse. They've taken their curriculum and they've organized it into three levels, four-year-olds up to third grade, fourth through eight, and then higher ed, nine through 12. Mm-hmm. But what's fascinating about their program, in my view, is two things. One, they're putting kids of different ages in the same classroom. So these kids learn to respect each other both ways. Young kids respect the older kids, and the older kids are teaching the younger kids. If you participate in their program for the 12 years, you will have read the entire Bible three times.
Wow, praise the Lord. That's awesome.
And they're not just plugging scripture into the side of what they're teaching. They're integrating it into everything they teach. So it's an amazing program. If you're familiar with Foundation for American Christian Education, they have their own curriculum called the NOAA Plan. But to me, the real value that they have is they teach teachers, educators, how to teach a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have talked about the Nehemiah Institute.
Oh, yeah. I'm on their advisory board. Oh, yeah. Great, great organization. Yeah.
You know, only 70% of the pastors in this country, in their view, based on the test that they provided, have a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
And then when you go to Christian schools, and this was a shocker to me when you first think about it, you think about our Christian schools, only 41% of the teachers teaching in those Christian schools have a biblical worldview. How can that be?
Unacceptable.
But then when you stop and think about it, where are those teachers coming from? They're coming from our liberal colleges.
Right.
Right. So yeah. It really is a value add for Foundation for American Christian Education. They can actually, over a three-year period of time, they can certify teachers who then become experts at teaching a biblical worldview. And once you've acquired that skill, you can teach any curriculum, right?
Yeah.
So, and they do have their own curriculum. And then we're working, we're just starting to work with an organization called Discover Bridgeway. They have a series of administrative functions under the Bridgeway Academy that if you start a school, you can use them to really track all of your students. They have the opportunity to provide an accreditation at the end if that's something you think is important. In my view, accreditation doesn't mean a whole lot these days.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because you're being accredited by who? The establishment.
Right.
By the government.
Yeah.
So, they've teamed up with several Christian universities, and they can provide an accreditation if that's something that's important to you for your child.
Yeah. Yeah, those are some wonderful programs, folks. I'm very familiar with most of them, and I can tell you from experience, these are the best of the best of the best. I've been to a lot of the faith schools that are using the NOAA plan and the principal approach that they use off the charts. I mean, I was blown away. You've got little fourth graders in there, like, doing stuff that, you know, high school seniors couldn't do in a normal government school. Truly amazing. Keith, you were also very active at the legislature this year. A lot of things happening in Florida, some good, some bad, some could have been better. Talk about some of your big accomplishments, some of the things that you're proud of.
Well, we have a team of six of us headed by a civil rights attorney who's also a mom. And we evaluated over 85 bills, believe it or not.
Wow.
One of the ones you and I worked on was House Bill 1, school choice bill. That bill was 110 pages long, and it went through 7 iterations, mm-hmm. and you had to read it each time to figure out what they were doing to us, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up supporting that bill because it breaks the monopoly in the government school system, mm-hmm. but we work really hard on two things. One, to not let the bill take away the independence of the homeschool market. What ended up being in the bill is something called a personalized education program.
Right, so homeschoolers are not even eligible for the money, huh?
So if you're a homeschool family and you take the money, you're no longer operating under homeschool law in Florida. You're now operating in what they call the PEP, PEP program.
Yeah.
And the bad news about that is you have to take a government test. Before this bill, if you were a homeschool family, you had a choice. You could take government tests if you wanted, but you could also do a portfolio, right? And so the homeschool community, in my view, lost some of that independence, particularly if they take the money.
Yep. Yeah.
The other thing that we worked on really hard, and I, fingers crossed, hope we made some progress on this, we're assured we did. We didn't get the language we wanted, but we really wanted to protect the right of both private schools and homeschool families and the PEP program to select whatever curriculum you want, mm-hmm. including Christian curriculum, right? And the proof will be in the pudding. We got some wording that can be interpreted, in my view, multiple ways.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how Step Up, which is the administrator of all these programs, actually interprets that. We're working really hard to get lots of Christian organizations to certify their programs so that if you are a PEP or you're a private school and you take the money, you're not forced to teach a secular program.
Yeah.
So we'll see how
that works. Yeah, critically important, folks. We've got to protect the independence of our Christian schools, our home schools. It's just, for me, it's a top priority. Keith, we're almost out of time, but tell the folks a little bit about the Florida Citizens Alliance. If you live in Florida, get on their mailing list, become a member. They got 250,000 plus members now doing great things for this state. Talk a little bit about the organization.
Well, we're a 501c3 not-for-profit. We've worked with well over 100 different grassroots groups here in Florida. We focus exclusively on K through 12 education, but again, we do that because only 50% of our kids in Florida can read and do math at grade level. Mm. And so, but we have to meet parents where they are. We have 2.8 million kids stuck in those government schools. And so our view is, while we work to help parents understand good reasons to get out, mm-hmm. we have to do what we can to work with those families to try to improve the competition in our public schools. You know, at the end of the day, if you take a long-term view, there is only one solution: get out.
Yeah, amen. And how can people find you online? What's the website?
We're at goflca.org.
Goflca.org. So FL is for Florida. See Citizens Alliance. Goflca.org. Folks, if you're in Florida, go sign up. If you're not in Florida, go check it out, because you need one of these in your state to protect the kids, to deal with all of the major issues. They're not just in Florida, as you all know. And I do think one of the reasons Florida is doing better than so many other states is because of the great work that you guys are doing. So, Keith, thank you so much. Sure. Really appreciate you coming on the program. Hopefully we'll get you back very soon.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by the Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get spike formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users, use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Alex Newman here, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in on whatever platform you're watching us on. Frank's Beach, Lindell TV. Shout out to the folks at Bright Eon, Worldview Weekend TV, the Active Christian Entertainment Network, Rumble, wherever you're watching us or listening to us on the podcast. We really appreciate you tuning in. Coming soon, we'll be on another network. We'll have more updates on that next week. Sitting next to me is Sue Trombino. She's been a friend and a patriot. She's been really active in helping to preserve our country, helping to preserve our godly heritage in this country. She is the head of Women Impacting the Nation. Sue, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm humbled to be on your show.
It's an honor to have you. Absolutely. Sue, let's talk about kind of what do you think has gone wrong in America? How did we end up in this gigantic mess that we find ourselves in?
Well, my humble opinion is that it really starts with the Christian. I really believe, you know, God has put his, you know, he has his providential hand on this country, and he's told us to be a good steward of what I've given you. and we have not been a good steward of what he's given us. And then he says to occupy until I come, and we haven't been occupying. I know I come from Venezuela. I was born in Caracas, Venezuela, and I just really believe that Americans are in a bubble, and we think that's not going to happen here. This is America,
right?
And because we have it very easy, we don't have to worry. As long as you leave me alone, let me do my thing, as long as I don't hurt anybody, I have my values, I'll take care of my kids, and then just whatever you want to do, that's fine. But we're the proverbial frogs in the pot. And all of a sudden, when you have a, you know, somebody's worldview is going to win out. And all of a sudden, you have a Saul Alinsky, you have Marxism, and they just kind of seep in. They just kind of seep into everything. And we're just in our own bubble, going to the beach and just really thinking that everything's going to be okay. Or if it's a political thing, the pendulum's going to swing one way and then the other, because it always does. And if we don't wake up and really take what's happening seriously, we will become Venezuela on steroids.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. This is not, you know, hyperbole. It's not scaring you, but we've lived it. I've lived all over the world, and America's the last beacon of hope. If we go down, so does the rest of the world. And I really believe it's, you know, as far as the Christian needs to wake up and be a better steward. And we not, you know, if we really follow God's word, then we shouldn't be afraid. You know, he says,
Amen.
do not grow weary. We tend to grow weary because there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, everybody out there, you can mention probably 10 different things that are coming at us that are terrible. And we want to go home, go to bed, put the covers over our heads and say, Jesus, come right now. And it's like, Jesus is going to, you know, we all know the ending anyway. But he says, occupy until I come.
Yep.
And so what is your legacy going to be? I mean, I really talk a lot about legacy and to whom much is given, much is required. And we in America, if you were born in America, you hit the lotto.
Yeah, right.
And you really did. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I came here legally. I mean, I'm an American citizen. But, you know, if you were born here, you definitely hit the lotto, but then we have to be a good steward. And then what is your legacy going to be? What are you going to leave your children, your grandchildren? What, you know, God says to leave an inheritance.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of inheritance are we going to leave? And, you know, I believe that God is separating the wheat from the chaff, the sheep and the goat, and he's exposing right now. And I think, you know, this is a very serious time. But I also think this is probably the God has us here for such a time as this, right?
Yep.
In Hebrew, it's lezman hazeh, for such a time as this. And we are here because God put us here to see what we're going to do and to continue his legacy. What are you going to do? Look at your children. You have five, right? Oh, my goodness. I just found out I'm going to be safta. That's grandma in Hebrew. And so I thought, oh, my gosh, she's due in December, December somewhere. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have 8 months to save this republic. And I have to be a grandma. But this is very serious. So what are we really going to leave? Are you worried about your friends, your neighbors, your kids? What are you really worried about that people think about you? No, you should be worried about what you're leaving to your children. And that's a very big deal for me anyway. I've been blessed to live all over the world. I see what's out there. And there is, you know, we live in the greatest country, Alex, the greatest country on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Not perfect,
yeah.
But exceptional.
Yeah.
And I personally take exception to anybody that says otherwise. I say, you know, I'd love to give you a free ticket to the country of my
own. Oh, I offer it all the time. You can go to Cuba. I'll get you a ticket to Pyongyang. Well, you pick your dictatorship.
But the caveat is you have to stay there for 6 days. You
right.
Wouldn't last 2 days.
And when you get back, you have to kiss the ground when you land.
Well, I think
unbelievable.
You would, yes.
Sue, we're down to just a few minutes left. You encourage women to be active. You also encourage men to be active. But what are some things that you recommend that folks do? I mean, there's a lot of people out there wondering, you know, how can I leave a better legacy? What are some things that people can do?
Well, first of all, our mission, our women impacting the nation, we never forget our men. That's very, very important. But really what we do is we educate and equip women and men with knowledge of God's truth about our faith, family, and freedom, and then help support those who take a stand for that, you know, for our Judeo-Christian principles. But what you do is, you know, you have to get involved. You have to know what you believe and why you believe it. And we have what's called WIN Talks. They're all over the country, and they're like book clubs. But you have to get educated with truth and facts.
Mm-hmm.
And not emotion, not conjecture, and really not our opinions, right? Because we're all entitled to our opinion, we're just not entitled to our facts.
Right.
But get educated with the truth, then go out and do, right? we all say, you know, prayer without, or, you know, faith without action is dead. I mean, at some point, you prayer is the foundation, but at some point, you got to get off your knees. So.
And that's biblical. That's from James. Prayer, you know, faith without works is dead, folks. You got to do stuff.
Exactly. So we try. What we do is we ask questions. Jesus asks questions. So I try to find out what floats your boat. We ask, you know, the questions are important, because if you don't know what you believe or why you believe it, then you're going to step back. And that's, I think, what's happened is that we haven't even held the line. We're supposed to advance the line, but we're backing off because we don't know the other side sounds good, and then we don't know what to say. And so what we do is we give you, we teach you, really, we have a methodology of to teach you how do you stand without losing your witness. And that's what we are. We really want to be about kingdom building, not castle building.
Yeah.
And right now there's so much nonsense going on that we want righteous, we have righteous anger. We want to get, you know, we want justice and we want all this. But you can't do that unless you know what you believe and why you believe it. So, you know, you can go to our website, womenimpactingthenation.org, and we have different things, you know, action steps. And, you know, getting involved, number one, you got to know what you believe. You got to know your constitution, know your Bible, especially. Those two documents are huge. But then, you know, call your legislators. We have a call one day where, you know, we kind of spoon feed you, and you know, getting you to go and listen to, you know, like, you know, Alex, and go to people that really are giving you facts. And there's so many things out there that we're wasting our time listening to, and it's not even factual, but it sounds good. And there's all the news media, I mean, even the ones that say fair and balanced.
Yeah, right.
It's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying.
Yep.
So get educated with your Constitution, your Bible, and then you can listen to people like Alex, who are really giving you what's really happening, and so that you can stand. You know, Ephesians 6:13 says, and having done all, you stand.
Yeah.
But you have to know what you're standing for. And the big thing is, you know, again, letting your legislators know.
Yeah.
You know, we're very active about that, because they work for us. We don't work for them, but they don't hear from we the people. They don't hear from the silent majority. And we need to start being, we have to stop letting the 3% govern the 97%.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. So we're down to just about 30 seconds. Give the website again where people can find you. And how do people watch your show, by the way, or listen to your show?
You can go to womenimpactingthenation.org, and you go to, we're on YouTube, Rumble, go onto our website. It has all of our channels. We have a Wind Talk Radio. I've got three other co-hosts, and we have a podcast. And, you know, we're just moms and men too, that just want to save our country, but God. And we all know it's a mess, but God. But just stand, and you know, I always say that when we show up, we win.
Amen.
And the Christian isn't showing up, so we need to show up.
Couldn't agree with you more. Sue, thank you so much for joining us. It's really been a pleasure. Folks, thank you so much for watching. God willing, we shall be back with you early next week. Appreciate you all tuning in. Until then, God bless you all.
You're watching Lindell